I mean, that'll really kill the cow.
I wonder what's in it to kill it.
Well, it's just the type, the stage that that little sorghum in is poison to the cow, you know, with that stage, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, if it were grown up and probably get almost ripe or something, although it's good for.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's so, just at that particular.
Yes, sir. At that particular time. Yes, right.
I never knew that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. And I've known people's cows break out in the field, you know. After, well, it'll do that whenever it just come up, just when you first plant it, and it get up so high. If they get in there and eat a bait of that before you know it get it ripe enough to cut, well, man, it'll kill them. It sure will.
Somebody told me that a pokeberry.
Well, I'm going to tell you, now I'm going to tell you, I don't know that pokeberry killing them now. It might well, but I don't know of it killing any. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you, I got a right smart grows down in my pasture where I clear it up, you know, and all, lots of it. Mm-hmm. And them cows, that's it right smart of that, and it didn't kill them.
Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, maybe a type or something other, you know, that at the time, but the it grew up in the past. There were just lots of it. Mm-hmm. And
somebody was telling me that you can take pokeberries for medicine, and it's good for you if you don't take too many. But if the cow eats a lot, why?
Sure.
Or maybe it was the root. Maybe it was the root.
Well, that pokeberry. That pokeberry is a little dangerous, I tell you, if it's not handled right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've forgotten what it's supposed to be good for, but
it sure. It's good. I'm gonna tell you, it's good for your blood. If you know, that's right.
That's right. That's what I heard. It was makes a red tea or something. And
well, I tell you what, I don't know about using them berries, but them berries gets ripe, of course, you know, and you make a tea out of it. But I didn't know enough about it, food like that. I used to poke salad when it come up, you know, while it's tender and young, you get up so much, you know, and then just break off them leaves and cook them. Mm. Oh, yes, sir, it is good. Mm-hmm. Cook them, you know, just like cooking greens. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, it's poison to you, but you know, the women folks have to know how to cook it. You know, boil it down low and then pour that water off of it, and then boil it again, and then fix it.
Mm-hmm. While we're on this subject, have you ever heard about rhubarb, that you're not supposed to eat the leaves?
Well, I tell you, I didn't know much about that name. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It has a red stalk and great big leaves, but leaves are supposed to be poisoned.
I say, I didn't know much about it.
I don't know.
Of course, it must be something come on lately. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This big tree with a real shiny, dark green leaves has some big flowers. What do you call that? They see them in town. In fact, there's a house down, took a walk down here, and there's a house down there named after it. It's real dark green, shiny leaves, and a big white flower.
Oh, it's the magnolias?
Magnolias. Did you always call them magnolia? What I'm wondering is, somebody said they call them a cucumber tree.
Cucumber.
Maybe it's a different tree.
Back in my time, first I can remember, you know, I think, first I can remember, though, they called them the magnolia tree. Mm-hmm. They might have called them back there, but to my remembrance, you know, magnolia tree. But we're down in front of this federal building, you know, we got some that say two trees there. Mm-hmm. It was up.
There's a house down here.
Yes, sir. There's another one down right. Yes, sir. Down on.
I guess they call the house magnolia.
Maybe so. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you about some bugs.